faithful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you, God. We give you all the glory. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us in clothing, our right mind. Father God, even as we continue to decrease, we ask that you would increase within us, God. Lord, we lay everything at the altar on this morning, oh God. Father God, God, we ask that you would have thine own way, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus, God, I'm praying for the bereaved families on today, God. Lord God, I ask that you will uplift their downhearted spirit. God, seal their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, comfort them in the time of need, oh God. Lord, you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. God, they're pulling on the strength of your word on this morning, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus, God, let this word go out like fire, God, and let it do what it has been sent out to do, God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to 2 Samuel, the 9th chapter and the 8th verse. 2 Samuel 9 and 8. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, Mephibosheth bowed to David again and said, "You are being very kind to me, your servant, and I am no better than a dead dog." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is, loss does not lessen your value. Loss does not lessen your value. In 2 Samuel, Mephibosheth expresses profound humility and astonishment of King David's grace, calling himself a dead dog. Because as Jonathan's son and Saul's grandson, he expected punishment, not kindness. Because he asks why the king shows favor to one so lowly, lame, and potentially dangerous to the throne. The story of Mephibosheth in 2 Samuel chapter 9 illustrates God's grace, featuring King David showing undeserved kindness to Jonathan's crippled son. So the key lessons include God seeking us in our brokenness. He's providing salvation despite of our inability and inviting us to his table as sons and daughters rather than enemies. Come on here, somebody. Purely based on covenant love rather than merit. God is inviting us purely on covenant love rather than merit, rather than what you have, rather than where you are right now. So let's look at the key lessons of Mephibosheth's story. Number one, it is grace is undeserved, but yet is sought out. You see, David sought out Mephibosheth, who was living in hiding, and due to his disability and royal heritage, likely viewed himself as a dead dog rather than a prince. Similar, grace finds us in our lowliness without our initiation. So basically, some of us can relate to Mephibosheth. Some of you have been known as the black sheep of the family. Come on here, somebody. Rather than equaling up to what other people think that you should be. Some of you think that you're not worthy to deserve the blessings of God. Some of you may think that you have undeserved grace, but that's it right there. God, see you worthy. God view you differently from what man view you. Come on here, somebody. He sees you as the apple of his eye. He sees you as the lender and not the borrower. He sees you as his sons and his daughters. And look here, he calls you friend. And number two is we are lame and we need a savior. We got to recognize we cannot do anything without Jesus. We can't wake up in the morning without Jesus. We can't talk without Jesus. We cannot do anything without Jesus. We are lame. Mephibosheth was crippled in both feet from a young age, symbolizing humanity's spiritual helplessness and inability to save themselves. Our lives are crippled. We are hopeless until we realize we need Jesus. We cannot do anything. We cannot even speak. We cannot even sing a song. We cannot even pray a prayer without Jesus. We have been bought with a price. That means we are no longer our own. We belong to him. We are lame and we need a savior. And the quickest way, and as soon as you find out you need a savior, you need Jesus, I promise you, your life will turn around for the good. Because right now, without Jesus, you are living a worthless life. Your life has no meaning without Jesus. Kindness based on covenant, not merit. Kindness based on covenant, not merit. David showed kindness for the sake of Jonathan, not because of anything Mephibosheth had done. God extends grace for the sake of Jesus Christ. He extends grace, but it is not for us to misuse that grace. Come on here, somebody. God extends it, but it is not up to us for us to misuse the grace that God has given us. This is a covenant relationship between he and I, between you and him. It's not based on merit. It's not based on what you can do. It's not based on what you did and how you helped the community. It's not based on, come on here somebody, I can sing better than this person. I can out-preach that person. It's not based on that. It's based on a relationship, a covenant relationship with God. And another one is, it comes from shame to honor. Mephibosheth was brought from Lodabar, a place of barrenness or shame, to sit at the king's table, mirroring how believers are brought into God's family. When I am brought from out of my shame, because I can talk about myself because I'm transparent. When I gave my life to Jesus, my past was destroyed. I gained a new life in Jesus Christ. I'm no longer my own. I'm no longer the old person. And let me help you out. Some people cannot get past your past. They still see you as what you used to be. But you know, that is their loss. But that don't mean you have to stay where they see you at. You just have to just separate yourself. Come on here. Because if you're not strong enough, they will pull you back to what God has delivered you from. Come on here, somebody. So from shame to honor, I'm no longer walking around with my head hanging down, ashamed of my past. No, God done released, he done threw all of that mess away. He has forgiven me. So I'm coming from my shame to my honor in him. And God has given me complete restoration. You see, David restored all of Saul's land and provided servants for Mephibosheth, showing that God's grace is not merely protective, but fully restored. The things that you have lost, God will give it back to you. Everything. Oh my God. How you gonna feel shy? Complete restoration. We do not serve a half-done God. God does not do things halfway. Hallelujah. Complete restoration. And also, the power of radical kindness. David's actions serve as a model for showing kindness to those who can offer nothing in return, such as needy or vulnerable. He showed kindness. And I would like to throw this in here. Stop saying a person is arrogant just because they know and they have discovered who they are in Christ. You know, you don't know how long it took that person to get to where they are. That does not mean they're arrogant. That means that, hey, I finally found me. I finally found my place in the kingdom. I finally know who I am. But I'm not going to allow you to contaminate me. I'm not going to allow you to bring me back to where God has delivered me from. I just think I just had to throw that in there because I've been hearing that so many times. You can label me or you can label that person as arrogant, but you, the person, do not allow the word to manifest over your life. Rebuke that. Just because you are confident in who you are in Christ, walk in it. Thank you, Jesus. And also have a contented heart. Despite of his trials and his servant Ziba's deception, Mephibosheth displayed humility and cared more for the king's safety than his own possessions, showing a heart focused on relationship with the king. Mephibosheth was born into royalty. He was the grandson, like the Holy Ghost said, of King Saul, but he had to flee for his life. He was crippled and he ended up living in exile in the slums of Lodabar. Lodabar is your lowest place, your place of barrenness. And once God brings you out of Lodabar, ooh, but it is shy. Don't you dare let nobody pull you back in there. Because none of that lessens his value, nor your value as royalty. You still royalty in God's eyesight. But look, years later, when David came to restore Mephibosheth to the palace and to all that belonged to his family, notice that he saw himself as a dead dog. He allowed what happened to him to make him feel unworthy, damaged, disadvantaged, not serving of the king's kindness. But God brought him out of Lodabar and back into his destiny. Allow God to bring you out of the pit, bring you out of the slum, and into your destiny. Release yourself on today, people of God. Have a made of mind. I'm walking into my destiny. I'm protecting my all. Everybody is not going to go with you. Everybody is not going to agree with you. They wasn't there when God, anointed. They wasn't there when God and you had the conversation about your assignment. Yeah, you're going to get talked about. You're going to be lied on. But you know that you are in right standing with God. So no person who did you wrong, no bad break and no mistake you make can lessen your value. You are still a child of the Most High and you still have a purpose to fulfill. You may be in Lodabar right now, but don't you let Lodabar get in you. Come on here, somebody. That's where you are. It's not who you are. Don't get stuck with a dead dog mentality. You belong to the king, and he's bringing you out of Lodabar. Believe that you are worthy. Restoration is coming. Promotion is coming. Breakthroughs are coming in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, thank you for loving us with an everlasting love and adopting us into your royal family. Help us to quit believing the lies that say we are victims and we are unworthy of your blessings. Father God, we believe and declare that we are children of the Most High God and that we're stepping up to live in the palace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And I always know when you don't answer nothing, God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, The address is P.O. Box 3514, Pine